Hello， 大家好，你正在收听由 Jenny 和 Jason 为你带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey everyone, I'm Jason and welcome to today's episode all about agreeing.
Agreeing, 那我不同意怎么办呢 ?I disagree.
No, then you have to wait for the next episode about disagreeing.
是是是，因为我们今天呢要跟大家讲一讲啊，在英语里面我想都很熟悉 ,you know how to ask, do you agree? 可是其实有很多其他的问法。
Yeah, it's not always as simple as just saying, I agree. So we wanted to go into some of those different ways of saying that same thing.
对，没错。所以我们今天节目分两部分。第一部分呢，是教你如何用不同的方法来问 Do you agree? 第二部分呢，就是教大家如何用不同的方法来回答，来说 I agree.
A very agreeable lesson.
Yeah, so do you agree with the flow?
I agree.
好，那我们先来看看这个 do you agree 啊。当然我们可以还是用 agree 这个主要的动词，但是换几种问法，对吗？
Yeah, instead of saying directly do you agree, for example, you could say would you agree?
这个是更加礼貌，更加婉转一点啊。
Yeah, you're kind of giving them a little space. You're saying, would you agree if maybe something or something else, right?
对对，还可以怎么问呢？
You could ask, can we agree on that?
啊，这个也是更加婉转吗？还是？
No, this one is kind of more specific, like asking, can we agree on something, right?
啊，right, 就你们可能在讲一个事情，对吧？或者 negotiate something. Can we agree on that?
Yeah, like you might say, can we at least agree on that, right?
Okay. 好，那还有可以把 agree 变成名词。
That's right. You could make it a noun and say something like, are we in agreement?
那这里很重要，不能忘了 in 这个介词啊，不能说 are we agreement, but are we in agreement?
Yeah, I imagine it being like a physical space and you're both in there, so you're in agreement.
Yeah, and it also makes me think of a contract. 因为有的时候这种合同合约就叫一个什么什么 agreement, 对吧？然后你在这份合约上面 you're in that agreement.
That's a nice metaphor too, yeah.
好，那我们看完了使用 agree 来变化的问法呢，接下来的这一组啊，这四个问法他们都非常的口语 and we really want to teach you because 一开始如果你听到一个 native speaker 那么问你 maybe you 还不知道他们是什么意思，对吧？
Yeah, these aren't the kinds of things you're going to learn in a textbook, but they're super common.
对，比如说
Are you cool with that?
对，因为 cool, if you're cool with something, it means, yeah, you can agree, you're in agreement with that, you can go along with it.
Yeah, it's like you're not resisting it, right? You're cool with it.
对对对，你是赞同的，你没有反对或者抗拒啊。So, you can just ask someone, are you cool with that?
And they'll say, yeah.I am.
哎，这个后半部分啦，我们不是 agree、
oh,
这个前半部分。
还没。
没有没有，开玩笑啊。好，那很简单的问法，接下来一个，哇，我觉得更简单了。
You could also say, are you okay with that?
对，就是用 OK 哈。
Yeah, this one feels a little bit like you're just settling. Are you okay? At least, you know, okay with something.
Yeah, like you're not rejecting, you're not refusing, you're not saying no, right?
Exactly.
哦，很重要的一点就是千万别漏了这个 with that. 如果你光问一个人 are you okay? 就是他可能有点生病对吧 ?Something maybe a little off. When you want to say do you agree? 你一定要说 are you okay with that, with something.
Yeah, this okay is not about, you know, your physical state or being sick or something. It's about whether or not you agree with whatever they're talking about.
是是。好，那接下来我们还有什么口语的问法呢？
You could also say, are you with me on that?
哦，这个也很形象啊，就是，诶，你跟我一起吗？其实就是说我们的想法上面，对吧？是否一致？
Yeah, it's kind of like you're holding hands, walking down together on this agreement path.
手拉手一起走。
对。
Speaking of 形象啊，就接下来的一个也是的。
Are you on board?
Yeah, on board. 经常坐飞机的朋友们，可能这个飞机英语里面他经常说 welcome on board 我们的飞机这个航班 right?
Yeah, it's like this opinion is an airplane, and you're asking, are you on the plane? Are you on board with me? Because it's taking off.
对,或者 boat, 或者一条船。
Yeah, it could be a boat or any other kind of vehicle, really.
重点就是 you must be on board, 不然就像 Jason 说了 take off, 走了。
Yeah, then you're not in agreement, you're not inside.
Exactly. 接下来我们要教大家的这两个非常常用的问法呢，它们都含有 same 这个形容词。
For this first one, it's really common, and we say, are we on the same page?
To be on the same page, 一页书一页纸。但这里呢，也形容的就是想法是否一致。
Yeah, it's like you have the same opinion and you're thinking along the same lines. Because if it were a book and they're reading on some page and you're reading on another page, things could get confusing.
Exactly. So, are we on the same page? And you can, of course, also just ask them.
Do you see it the same way?
这里这个 see, 其实是想法,对吧?看法。
Yeah, this means do you have the same opinion?
没错。好，那我们最后要教大家的两个 do you agree 的不同说法，这里会用到相对来说比较 advanced, 比较高阶一点的单词。
Yeah, this first one makes me think of like a courtroom or something. You could say, do you concur?
Concur, C-O-N-C-U-R, 意思也是就一致，对吗？
Yeah, it means that you agree, and it's just a really formal way to say it.
Yeah, so this definitely, you know, daily life, 日常口语不会用。但是I hope you guys don't find yourself in court. 有的时候法庭会用。Or some very professional settings, 就是一些非常正式的一些职场商务或者什么大型会议啊 ,negotiation 会谈啊这个 you might hear this, right? Do you concur?
That's right. You would never want to say this to a friend, right? It would sound way too formal.
Yeah, maybe just 开玩笑 like super formal. Do you concur? Yeah. 然后下面一个我觉得是更广用一点。
Does that align with your thoughts?
我觉得职场现在就很喜欢说 alignment 嘛，对吧？大家要对齐。So now we have this verb to align. 那我们这里讲的就是 align 是你的观点，对吧？你的想法 your thoughts, your ideas.
Yeah, this is kind of like a professional way of saying, are we on the same page?
Yeah, exactly. 我其实还想到 you can also just ask someone if something makes sense to them.
Yeah, you could just say, does that make sense to you? And you're not really asking them to explain if they fully understand what you're saying. You're more asking, do you agree with what I'm saying?
对,好像你就 imply, 你就暗指了我讲的这个东西是很合理,很 make sense 的,然后你应该 agree.
Yeah, it's not about making sense of the details, more about making sense of your opinion, right?
对对对,就是我们一起这样做,你同不同意,对吧? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, exactly.
好，那看完了这些不同的 Do you agree 的问法之后呢 Let's move on to the answer 你怎么用不同的方法来表达 I agree
That's right, you could just say nice and simple I agree
当然我们这个很多的回答啊，都是用都和刚刚的那些 concur 都 align 对应的就是我们刚刚教你的问句形式你会听到同样的一些词在这个回复里面在 repeat 哈所以首先我们看看 agree 我们可以怎么样变换的来说除了这个 I agree I think a lot of the times you use an adverb right 来就是你说很同意
Yeah, usually you'll kind of qualify how much you agree, right?
Exactly.
And say something like, I totally agree.
Yeah, or I completely agree.
That's right. You could also say, I agree wholeheartedly.
全心同意。我们中文会说我举双手同意,举双手赞同。英语会说 I agree with both of my hands.
Both of my hands are up and I agree.
Yes or no?
No, we definitely don't say that in English. though we might understand the enthusiasm, right, that's communicated with putting your hands in the air, we usually say wholeheartedly or even like 100%.
I agree 100%, 是吧?
Yeah, you totally agree, right? That means there isn't even a little bit of disagreement.
Yeah.
And for these next ones, you can even drop the agree, right? You don't even have to say the word agree. You could just say absolutely.
Totally.
Totally, or for sure.
啊，对，这个也可以啊。好，那接下来我们要看的呢，就是如何回答 Are you cool with that? Are you okay with that?
You could even answer that just by saying the same thing back and say, I'm cool with that, and I'm okay with that.
都很简单了。Are you with me?
I'm with you.
Are you on board?
I am on board.
对，其实很简单，就是从语法上来说很简单，但是就是那个语气，是吧？ Tone of voice, I think that really, you know, helps to get the meaning across.
Yeah, you can show your enthusiastic agreement, right? Using the tone of your voice and showing that you're totally in agreement.
Yeah, 比如说很平淡无奇的说 I'm with you versus
I'm with you.
对。I'm on board versus
I'm on board.
对，你看这个是不是 Jason 的就比我好很多嘛？所以大家可以听 Jason， 然后来学习模仿啊。好，那刚刚我们不是也教了大家什么 ？Are you on the same page? Are we on the same page?
Yeah, you could respond to that and say, "I'm on the same page."
Oh, we are on the same page.
That's right. Or even I see it the same way, right?
Hey, what about 前面说那个很正式的 ？Do you concur?
You can respond by just saying, I concur.
其实我觉得虽然那个问句 do you concur 太正式不是很常用，但这个回复 I concur 在很多职场甚至 daily life 里面是会用到的。
Yeah, for some reason, you can kind of respond casually and say, I concur to something. And maybe you're being a little silly or a little funny about being formal, but it's definitely more common than actually asking somebody.Do you concur?
对，比如说谈到一个最近看的电影或者读到一本书就很好看啊什么的，然后你就可以说 Yeah, I concur. 就我也觉得很好看，我赞同，对吧？
Yeah, it kind of sounds like you have a professional or serious opinion about it, but it's more common than asking someone if they concur.
我觉得 when you say I concur, 就会让人觉得你很有文化。You know, you're very educated,
yeah.
You're very sophisticated.
Yes, I imagine I concur, you know, having like an accent or something.
British.
Yes, very formal.
My thoughts exactly.
Ah, that's our next line here, right?
This one definitely is very 口语.
对, we say this a lot, right? My thoughts exactly. Basically, I totally agree.
对, 然后它的这个语序的 order 就是这样,对吧?就是 my thoughts, 然后 exactly.
Yeah, you're telling them that you had the same thought. So you're kind of like, wow, you know, I already had that same thought.
Actually, I was just gonna say that.
Yeah, now you're directly telling them, hey, I was actually just thinking the same thing, and I was just going to say that.
虽然你看这里完全没有用到 agree 这个词，但是它就是一个特别常用的意思一样的一个表达，对吧？ I was、
exactly.
just gonna say that.好，那oh, speaking of agree, I guess we should have done this at the top. 还有一个方法就是用 agree, 但是你这里说是 I couldn't agree.
Yeah, you can say I couldn't agree more.
其实这个句型我觉得对我们很多的英语学习者来说是有点 confusing. 那你到底是 agree 还是 disagree 呢？
Yeah, you have the negative, right? Yeah, it's like, I couldn't agree, but it's what you're saying is that you couldn't agree more. You couldn't agree anymore. So you agree so much, it's impossible to agree anymore.
没错。所以虽然它这里有一个否定，但是呢，它最后的那个 more, 这是起决定性作用的，就把这个否定变成了一个非常非常的肯定，举双手赞成的肯定，是吧？
我不可能同意更多。
哎，没错。你这么一翻译，对对对，但我觉得你这么一翻译，大家可能会更容易理解。You also say something like, oh, couldn't be more right.
Yeah, you could say you couldn't be more right, exactly.
不是说你不对，而是你不能更对，不能再对了，你非常对。You're so right.
Yeah, you're so right. It's literally impossible now for you to be more right.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿啊。希望这些其实蛮简单，但是会有很多变化的英语问法和回答方法。Do you agree? I agree. 能让你日常的英语呢变得更加的丰富。
Yeah, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. I think it was a really useful episode. And we want to know, do you agree?
对，我们自己说没用，不能王婆卖瓜自卖自夸嘛。嗯，但是啊，希望大家不要跟我说 you disagree. Disagree 在后面一期，好吧？
对， you have to wait for the disagree episode.
Speaking of expressing disagreement, 在任何语言里面你怎么婉转怎么 diplomatically 的表达或者有的时候你不要婉转你要很清晰的表达这是一个很大的 topic 是一门很深的艺术。
I look forward to it.
对所以呢我们在下一期的节目 we will dedicate our next show to I disagree.
Can't wait.
好，那今天的节目就到这儿，感谢大家的收听，我们下次再见。
再见。